Dinner. And that is tonight, by the way. We will see you there. It is 8:22 and 44 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Baldwin County Planning Director Matthew Brown. Good morning, Matthew. Welcome back.
Good morning, Lori. It's great to be here.
I so appreciate y'all accommodating my request to have you here. The fourth Thursday of the month is always Baldwin County. It might be EMA or a commissioner, and it's you today because we've got some referendums on zoning unincorporated areas coming up, and we also have what's been going on due to the SB 107 bill that is changing extra jurisdictional limits and responsibilities. So thank you so much. Let's start with the proposed planning districts, districts 39 and 14 that are in the works now.
Sure, absolutely. So just kind of a reminder for all your listeners is that zoning is so unique here in Baldwin County and really in Alabama across the board. But in Baldwin County, it's a citizen-driven process. So many people don't realize that most of the county is unzoned. And if folks want to become zoned, their community can get together and they can start by coming to the county commission and saying, we want zoning. And then they come up with a boundary for their new zoning district. And then they have to go collect the signatures of 10% of the registered voters in that district. If they collect those signatures, then the law says that the judge of probate must schedule an election within 90 days. So the folks in District 39, which happens to be kind of southeast of Fairhope, kind of East Barnwell, you might call it. If you kind of includes east of the Fairhope's, east of the Fairhope Airport, south of the Fairhope Airport. If you follow along 98, and then go all the way east to Fish River, and then north until you hit southern Fairhope areas where it's already zoned. So it's a pretty good sized chunk. Those folks have gone through the process. They've gotten the signatures. Those signatures have been verified. And so now there is a referendum scheduled for the 7th, which is, I believe that would be a week from Tuesday.
Wow, time's flying. February 7th, and that election is at the Barnwell Volunteer Fire Department. I saw where the citizens recently had a meeting, called a meeting about it, and had you to come explain the repercussions of what's going on.
Absolutely. And those are, again, citizen-led meetings. We come as a guest if they want to invite us and answer any questions that they have. So we were honored to just join them down there. And, of course, you have folks on both sides of this issue. We take a neutral position as a department, and we want to make sure folks understand, you know, the ramifications one way or the other. There are certainly pros and cons either way.
Zoning, it seems to be, used to be a dirty word. You know, I live in the county because I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And then when neighborhoods and apartment complexes and things of that nature started popping up in the rural area, folks took a second look and said, wait a minute, and discovered they can kind of control that in a way.
Sure. So, you know, I think for decades, zoning has been associated with cities. So people think zoning, city life, if I get zoning, that means we're becoming like a city. Well, over time, everybody has begun to understand that zoning can also be a rule or a light zoning. And one thing that was done in districts 8 and 37, which are the two most recent districts in the Fairhope area, is they created what's called base community zoning. It's like a rule light zoning. It's almost like a three-page zoning ordinance for the rural area. And it's very limited. It doesn't require you to get a permit as long as you're not making changes. But if you do want to change and you want to put in a gas station or something that's going to really transform and impact your community, well, then you have to go through the rezoning process at that point. So it lessens the burden on those who were already there and who are going to continue doing what they've always been doing, while still making sure folks who want to come in and change the community have to go through this compatibility analysis.
Hmm. And I think it's interesting that it is citizen-led, and then the zoning rules, if you will, are citizen-derived.
That's
with
correct.
Your input and advice, I suppose.
That's right. That's right. So if the folks do vote in zoning, a group of five citizens who are registered voters from that district are appointed by the county commission. They usually meet for about 8 weeks or so and come up with the local provisions that will apply to their district. It's a great process. We kind of start the first 2 weeks with almost like an informal planning and zoning academy, just so mm-hmm. they understand how the process works. And then we dive into it, and those meetings are open to the public. We have citizens from all over the community who participate, and then they make a recommendation to the Planning Commission, who in turn makes a recommendation to the County Commission.
I should have said before we started, for those that want the visual, to go online, baldwincountyal.gov, click on Planning and Zoning, and then you'll see right there upcoming zoning referendum, and then you'll see a map that we're looking at. So if you want to pull that up, just Google Baldwin County, click on the Planning Department, and click on the first tab that talks about zoning referendum, because we have another one that is, east of 39 with the upcoming vote on the 7th, and this is District 14. How do you get the numbers? How do you go from 38 and 39 to 14? Just curious.
So it's interesting. 14 actually used to be a much larger district that included both 38 and 39. And you know, initially the folks in 38 came to us and said, we want to pursue zoning, but they didn't want to force other distinct areas of the county to do it just because they wanted to do it. So they said, we represent a unique community here, so we'll pursue zoning. So we created a district for them. Well, when it came down to it, then 39 kind of followed suit. Well, and then 14 was, that's what's the leftover portion of 14. And then those folks said, hey, we want to pursue zoning as well. So all three of them have successively pursued that.
And it looks like 14 goes to Summerdale, or maybe into Summerdale, and a little further north up to Silver Hill.
So the best way to think about that is it starts at Fish River, and then it heads east until it hits County Road 55. And then it goes north until it surrounds the unincorporated area of Silver Hill. And then that's kind of a rough description. Of course, you really need the map to see.
Right. Well, that helps, though. That helps a lot. Once again, you can find it. Just go to baldwincountyal.gov, click on planning, and then click on that first tab of the upcoming referendum.
Now, if I could mention something about District 14. So they are still in the signature process. So they're collecting signatures right now. They have a deadline to collect those. They're actually having a community meeting tonight. Again, this is something they organize. It's at the Marlow Volunteer Fire Department at 6 p.m. And I know that they want anybody who's interested in learning more about this to come on out and attend.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good to know. Anything else that you want to mention concerning these proposed planning districts?
You know, we have a FAQ, frequently asked questions. I think it's at the bottom of this, very bottom of this page. There's a lot of information that gets thrown out there and on Facebook and stuff when these things start to kick up. And so I encourage folks to go to the site, look at those frequently asked questions, and then email planning@baldwincountyal.gov if there's a question you have that's not on there. And we can answer that, and we can even add it to this FAQ because we want to make sure the correct information's out there.
Mm-hmm. And these are good questions. What's the purpose of zoning? Will it affect my taxes? What will happen to my existing structures? Can we opt for a trimmed down version of zoning like you were talking about, kind of community-based zoning? And here's a good one. If a pending development application in the new proposed district, will the vote stop that project?
No, I shouldn't say unfortunately not, but I know that a lot of folks, they're thinking maybe it will, but they do need to understand that if there's already a complete application in the door, the zoning won't impact those applications.
Often that's what spurs this grassroots right. effort to make sure another one doesn't pop up without them knowing. Okay, well, very nice website and very good information, by the way. I encourage everyone to look at that. Is there a section on SB 107 here?
We don't have a section on SB 107, and one reason there are so many moving parts to SB 107 or Act 21-297 it's not something we really have as a separate location on the website.
So the city of Fairhope is now no longer regulating subdivisions in their planning jurisdiction because of SB 107. And city officials seem a bit frustrated by that, in my opinion, after interviewing the mayor and council members. And one of the resolutions says, Baldwin County has provided notice to the city of Fairhope with its intent to assume responsibility for the regulation of subdivisions outside of the corporate limits of the city of Fairhope. And from my understanding, this is a choice. So why is the county choosing this? And frankly, it seems like not being very negotiable with the municipality of Fairhope, if not others.
Sure. Well, that's a great question. And I do want to say that we have a great working relationship with the Fairhope team. They do a great job. And I can't commend them enough for the work that they've done in the Fairhope area. Something to note is that we have always regulated subdivisions outside the corporate limits. It's just been a dual process. So they have to submit two applications, one to the county and one to the city. So in some respects, not much is changing from the county's perspective. Our main focus has been, how do we make this process less cumbersome to the citizens, something that the citizens can understand? And I think sometimes the municipalities, when you just look at it from one municipality's perspective, it's a completely different perspective from the county, because we're working with 14 municipalities. And I'll give you some examples. We have some cases where a property will be located between maybe Summerdale and Foley, and it might be in Summerdale's subdivision jurisdiction, Foley's building permit jurisdiction, and then have some other service coming from the county. And so that is so confusing for the citizens. So we looked at all the different options. We looked at, is there some type of reduced uniform boundary? And we realized, when it was all said and done, the only way to get the most clean, uniform a set of services, so a citizen knows, if I'm out of the city, this is who I go to, was to go back to the corporate limits.
Not just the citizens, but the developer. And then within, when all this started, I thought, wow, the county's really going to be burdened. They're going to have to hire more people to handle it. But it sounds like it's actually going to reduce the burden on the county to deal with so many entities.
Well, there's
reduce the burden on the developer.
There's an element of truth to that. There's a lot of work and time that goes into finding out who's going to have jurisdiction and how far that jurisdiction is going to go. And I'll give you another example. And again, this doesn't involve Fairhope, but there are some municipalities who will regulate one type of subdivision but won't regulate another type of subdivision, whereas the county regulates them all. If it meets the definition of a subdivision, we regulate it. So apartments, for instance. Some municipalities will say, oh, we're not going to regulate those, so county, you handle that one, even though it's in their subdivision jurisdiction area. Whereas Fairhope will do them all. But that creates so much confusion, because it's like, okay, wait, now is this municipality calling this something they regulate or not? Well, now this removes all that. It's going to simplify it for quite frankly, us and the citizens. Now, this also involved us, or Fairhope pulled back their building permit jurisdiction as well, and the county had given them notice that in July they were going to take it back to the corporate limits anyways. That will result in some increased level of permit processing for the building department as they take on that additional area. And they were prepared for that, and they've taken it over at this point.
But in both cases, this was a county-driven effort after this bill was approved, where the commission and the planning department, I'm guessing, you've worked with the mayors and the councils and the planning departments to come up with this.
Yeah, I would more than anything say that this wasn't an initiative that came from Montgomery. We certainly didn't draft the bill.
No.
I think we were surprised with some of what was in it when it came out. And then everybody had to work together to figure out what's the best way to handle this. And there was a lot of time spent by everybody trying to look at all those options. And, I'll confess that I was initially thought that some type of uniform boundary outside the city limits, a half mile or something, made a lot of sense. But when I actually finally charted it out and looked at all the services and said, you know what, this is still going to be so confusing for citizens, that the corporate limits was the only thing that really made sense from the citizen perspective.
In addition to the fact that Senator Chris Elliott, former Baldwin County Commissioner, who drafted and proposed this bill, did so, I think, primarily, as he would say numerous times in the media, because of taxation without representation, where the county or a city could control what residents could or could not do when they didn't live in the city limits and couldn't vote. That was a big proponent or a big aspect of it for him.
And that's what I understand, and I think the end result that's been achieved is kind of maybe what he had in mind, where it does pull those services back to the city limits. But at the end of the day, we have a great working relationship with the municipalities, and we want to keep that going, and we want to find ways that we can, when a development is occurring right on those corporate edges of a municipality, that we can find some way to incentivize or encourage the city to have some say in how that development occurs or whether annexation might be appropriate. And those are things that we'll continue to work on and look for solutions for.
Okay, very good. We're speaking with Matthew Brown, planning director for Baldwin County. What else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask?
Well, you know, one thing we have going on right now is our master plan update. And I don't even like the term master plan. That's the term that is used in the state statute that requires us to have the document and to update it, keep it updated. It was last updated in 2013. We've added something like 40,000 in population since that time. So we're going through that update process right now. Folks can go to BaldwinRVision.com. BaldwinRVision.com. Also, there's a link from our homepage if you scroll down on this page that you're on right now, or the planning department page. If you scroll a little further down there, you'll see a link to BaldwinRVision.com draft future land use plan.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
And from there, it has all sorts of information. It has a draft plan. It has several videos that we've created, and we're looking for input on that process. We're not in a rush. We want to make sure we get this right. We've had a joint work session in earlier this month, and again, looking for continued public input on this. And just so folks know, this is a guide. It only applies to zoned areas of the county. So when someone requests a rezoning, this is one of 10 factors that we look at. We go to this plan, we pull up the future land use map and say, does this rezoning kind of align with this future land use map that was created in this guide?
I'm a little puzzled as to how this guide works when a citizen-driven zoning is accomplished and they make their own zoning rules. How does this draft, why?
Sure. No, that's a great question. So it actually has, I guess, two components. So when a new... So the guide contemplates the entire county. We look at the entire county, but it only has effect in the zoned areas. So when an area does become zoned, we can start by looking at that guide as a kind of a first step to say, well, what could be the right zoning for some of these areas based on what the guide says. So if you notice on a map that Lori's showing on the screen here, the county, the future land use map divides the county into 6 different place types, based on the presence of natural resources or maybe proximity to jobs, which means it might be appropriate for development. And then it identifies, well, hey, here are high development potential areas, mm-hmm. and here are areas that really aren't so ideal for development potential.
Mid-density develop, moderate develop. So you look at the big picture as a whole.
That's right.
And predict what may happen in the future and how to handle it.
That's right. And it's just a guide. It's one of 10 factors. So if you come and you say, hey, Matthew, I have my house, but I think this could be a good commercial property now. I want to sell it to someone who's going to build a gas station here. Well, we're going to go and one of 10 factors we're going to look at is we're going to go to this map and see what this map says about it. Now, that's just one of 10 factors that will be considered. It just helps us make sure we have some type of broader 40,000-foot vision mm-hmm. for how the county is going to grow and develop.
Interesting. Okay. So I encourage everybody to do what we're doing online and just go to the Baldwin County's website and look through the districts that we talked about. Click on the Planning and Zoning Department. And then after you do that, you can also see just what we were talking about, the Draft Future Land Use Plan, or you can log on to BaldwinOurVision.com. And you're still taking comments.
That's right. And you can just send those to planning@baldwincountyal.gov.
And, of course, there's a link on this website. Very good. Nice website. Very informative. Thank you, Matthew. Anything else?
You know, I think that covers it. It's awesome to be in Baldwin County. A lot of great things going on here right now.
We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is now 8:42 and 45 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose. We're going to check in with Kenny in coastal traffic, if I can find it. And we'll also squeeze in a couple of great songs before we get back to business. It is 8:42. Good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, not a bad start if you need to get out and about over the next few minutes on the roadways on your Thursday right now.